WTEL podcasts are powered by Stanley Steamer Air Duct Cleaning, Delaware's clean air experts. Call 1-800-STEAMER.
Well, Delaware's primary election approaches. Let's talk Delaware politics. Longtime Delaware political observer Rich Heffron, for many years with the Delaware State Chamber of Commerce, former president of that body from the Hokeson area. Rich, what are you looking for in terms of turnout or interest in the various races? Anything that strikes you in particular? I know it's an open-ended question to begin with.
Well, turnout's a question because the primary is usually it went from Saturday to Tuesday, and now next year it's on a Thursday because there's a religious holiday on Tuesday. So I don't know how all that is going to affect turnout. I don't think it'll be good for turnout, but we'll wait and see. The interesting thing is how many primaries there are. It's there are 14 open seats in the legislature because of retirements, but especially on the Democratic side, I check, but I think my numbers are correct. There are 12 primaries for House legislative seats with 30 candidates. And the Republican side, there are four, and there are six candidates. But, that's a tremendous number of candidates. And obviously, the Attorney General's race has several candidates. And then we have a Senate primary, which U.S. Senate primary, which we haven't seen, at least since Castle, really. So there are going to be a lot of races out there. It will be interesting to see what the turnout is.
Well, as far as the state legislative races, can you be that surprised, considering doubtless a lot of younger politicos were just waiting for some of the old-timers to retire?
No, I think you're right, and I think it's about time. What will be interesting about this primary is to see who wins and where they are on the political ideological scale. There are some candidates running in the especially Democrat primaries who are a lot further left than the people they would be replacing and some of the people running against the primary. So
yeah,
interesting to watch that. Republicans still conservative. I don't think you see much difference there.
U.S. Senate race. As former president of the state chamber, I got to think you find it ironic or you don't believe that you're hearing Carper ads for a $15 minimum wage.
No. I've known the senator for a long time. We talked about it last week. He's looking at his left flank. People will tell you, Democrats and Republicans, nobody runs harder than Tom Carper. And I think he's trying to protect himself from the left-wing side of the party.
Well, we're having an incredible debate here about out-of-state money. First, you had pendulum swing in one direction, accusations of all the help Harry Harris is getting from the outside, and now, of course, swings back, and you hear about Senator Carper's out-of-state contributors, corporate America, banks, all that.
Yeah, and that's Senate race today. U.S. Senate races today, especially if they're competitive. A lot of outside money, and let's face it, Delaware's a small state. And the amount of money, I think people always thought, well, there's only so much money that can be spent on elections and so much money that will be donated, but it keeps growing every year. It's a problem now.
I wonder if you would reflect on this point. I still remember when I used to talk to people and remind them, even when Joe Biden was Delaware senior senator, that for many, many years, correct me if I'm wrong, but Tom Carper had the highest approval numbers of any statewide politician in Delaware.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And the only one who rivaled him was John Carney.
Yeah.
Rivaled him. And Chris John's governor now. Governor's always, their numbers lower a little bit because the issues they deal with. Still healthy, but.
But do you think that matters now in a Democratic primary where you have an energized progressive wing of the party?
I think it'll matter. I think Tom, two things. He's trying to protect his left flank, plus he's going to try and make sure that the people who always voted for him turn out. Kind of a tricky game to play, but I think he must have some polling that shows him that's the route he wants to take. And what will happen once he's elected, we'll see. He's pretty much said this will be his. He expects this to be his last term. So,
of course, two Republicans running on the Senate side for the privilege to oppose the winner of the Democratic race, presumably Carper.
Yeah, and they're both very conservative. So it'll be an interesting race. Traditional.
Do you have the sense ever since 2008 when Obama and Markell were running? and some of those Brandywine 100 Republicans and Chateau Country Republicans flipped to D so they could vote in the primary and never flip back, which arguably cost Castle his race at the time against I'm a Witch. That still figures in the GOP of today in Delaware?
I think it still does, and I think that and the influxes of people from the surrounding states, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Maryland, who move to Delaware, a lot of retirees, and they keep their political affiliation from where they came from, and most of them, if you come from New Jersey, eastern Pennsylvania, at least southeastern Pennsylvania, and most of Maryland, not the eastern shore, obviously, you're going to be a Democrat, and you're going to be center liberal.
Well, if you hear talk show hosts taking callers on the air about the Senate race, you get a lot of people almost mimicking Carper, basically repeating some of the words he said against Bill Roth many moons ago in terms of
ads. Yeah, and if I'm the Republicans, that's going to be part of my campaign. That along with now when they have the Senate plays to the left, the Republicans are going to use that in the fall. I think it'd be difficult to beat Tom Carper, but certainly if I was running a Republican campaign, that's what I would do.
That's what you do. All right, AG's race, auditor's race, any thoughts?
AG's race, I think Kathleen Jennings obviously has most of the money. She's been around for quite a while. A lot of people know her. She's run a pretty strong campaign, so I think that's where you're going to be. Republican senator candidate today, who's a former Democrat, it's always tough to start a race in August and to win. I have no idea who's going to win the auditor's race. You have three candidates there.
And we have a few wild cards in that race, too.
Yes.
Back to AG, Kathy Jennings has been on the scene for so long. I'm wondering whether even a lot of voters remember the Pinnell case, the corridor killer.
I would doubt it, but I'm sure that she'll remind people of that.
Anything else, any of the races, or just the overall climate in Delaware?
No, I think the overall climate, and it's going to be interesting because we're going to have a huge turnover in the state legislature, and the ideology of the people who win these races is going to be important to what direction we're heading in the next few years. So that's what I'm going to be keeping an eye on.
All right, Rich, talk some more. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rich Heffron, longtime Delaware Political Observer, of course, played that role when he was at the Delaware State Chamber of Commerce. And we've often had him as an election night analyst here on WDEL Live.